Welcome to Maseches Baba Metzia, Perek Yud, Mishnah Gimel, Chapter 10, Mishnah 3. The Mishnah begins, Habayis va'aliyah shel shnayim. If you have a home that the first floor is owned by one person, and the second floor, or the loft, is owned by a different person. Shenaflu, and now the entire house collapses. Amar ba'aliyah le'bal habayis livnos. And the owner of the loft of the second floor said to the owner of the first floor, hey, build your first floor so I could build my second floor. The who, but the owner of the first floor says, ain't a right to live nice, I don't want to build it now. So what does the guy do? He's homeless. Then the owner of the attic, the loft, the second floor, builds the home. And he lives inside the home. Until the fellow who owns the bottom floor pays him for his part of the expenditures towards the construction of the house. Rabbi Huda says, avza, even in this situation, the owner of the loft of the attic, Dar B'Sich Shel Chaveri, ends up living on the first floor, and the first floor belongs to his friend. So Tzarech L'Halos L'Schar, and he has to pay him so for the rental, for living on the first floor, unless he decides to live in the second floor, but then he'd have to finish it. Ella, rather, says Rabbi Yehuda, Balo Aliyah Boines Habayis Veso Aliyah, the owner of the loft builds the entire house, the first floor and the second floor. Umekare es ha'aliyah, and he puts up a roof on top of the attic, on top of the loft. He finishes the whole house. V'yoshe bebayis, and he sits in the lower. He lives in the lower house. Ad sheitan lo yisitz yosef, until the fellow pays him for what he owns him. So the girsa here, the appropriate text here is perhaps a little different than what I just read. Many have a different girsa. They have a different version. Umekare es ha'aliyah v'yoshe b'seicha, that he puts a roof on the second floor and he lives in the second floor, because the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda is that zenene v'zeine chaser chayiv, that if you derive benefit from someone, even if there's no loss, so in this case, the guy anyways wouldn't have built the house, you still have to pay him. Therefore, you have to say we're talking about a situation where he lives in the second floor, but his leverage is that he can lock the house and not let the other fellow into the bottom floor until he pays what he owes. Let's see Mishnah Dalet, Mishnah 4. Mechim Beisabad, similarly, a place where one presses olives, Shobonoi Basela, that is built on a mountain, Vigina Achas Al Gabav, and the top of it is somebody's garden, and the wine, the olive press is owned by one person, the garden by another, Vinifchas, and now the roof of the wine press, of the olive press, collapses. Now that was being used to support the Gina, to support the garden, so that's no longer usable. Hare Balagina Yerid Vizer Lamata. In this case, the owner of the garden could go down to the area of the Beis Chabad of the olive press, Ad Sheyasa, until the owner of the olive press rebuilds it, the Beis Chabad, they keep it until, and he constructs some type of roof, so now there's a support for the garden that's on top. It says the Mishnah, Koysel Va'ilon Shenafel Shos Rab, a new case, a wall or a tree that collapsed into public property, V'hizik when they damage, Patumil Sham, the owner doesn't have to pay. It's an Inus. It's out of his control. Something fell. What's he supposed to do? However, let's say the tree was tottering and the Bezdin or the municipality told him you better take that tree down within 30 days. The wall that's next to Rosh Hashanah, next to public property, is not a solid wall. And the court warned him and said, you got to take that thing down. It's going to collapse. If they fall within 30 days, Pater, he doesn't have to pay, because he's still within a lot of time period to take it down. But once the 30 days have passed, then it's going to be liable. Because since he should have taken the tree down, and he didn't listen to the Bez, and he didn't listen to the municipality, then the liability is his, and he would be responsible to pay for any damages. Wishing you a fantastic day, and a wonderful rest of your week.